Attending med school can be tough.
It is, as people describe it, one hell of a bullshit ride.
So how do we survive as medical students?
Med talks, med life, med crisis.
Hear it all on MedCast. Hello everybody, welcome to a new episode of MedCast. This is our first for 2021. I'm your host, Ara.
And Karen.
Today is actually our 11th episode, so yay! And welcome back, Karen. How have you been? You've been gone for quite some time.
It's been so long. I think the last podcast I did was around September, I think.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to do a podcast anymore. So, yay, welcome back to me.
Just for everyone's information, buhay pa si Karen. She's well and alive and kicking. And she congratulate her on passing
OB.
And getting promoted.
Thank you. Thank you na rin kay Alexa for taking my place for the meantime.
Okay, so since it's our 11th episode now and our first for the year to commemorate our progress. So I've actually had this idea of launching sort of like a, we're calling it for, since it's in beta test pa lang ngayon, we're calling it the Kamusta Series, quote unquote Kamusta Series, where we'll have guests over to discuss their different perspectives on various med school experiences. So like we've been getting a lot of feedback from our listeners na they want to know, say, for instance, what the experience is like with different specialties. And like we did with the PGI thing, how to select the perfect hospital for internship, etc. So we are doing that this year. And it's going to be a long-term project. So you wait, guys, for more content on this series. Okay, but tonight, we will be talking about clerkship. And this has been something that I've wanted to get off my chest for a really long time. Since September pa lang, char. Pero medyo mahirap kasi yung clerkship online. And since we're getting wind of news na approved na raw yung face-to-face clerkship, hinihintay na lang approval from other departments, from several offices. So I felt that it was timely to have someone on the show to talk about what we're missing out on physical clerkship. Kasi napakahirap to, I don't know, to acclimate that feeling of being back in the hospital. I don't even know if I should be saying being back in the hospital because I've never been there. Never pa ako nag-duty. But yeah, today we'll be talking about that. And we have our guest for tonight. She's a very close friend. Very close ba tayo?
Questionable.
But we're friends, okay? We're close friends. I'd like to believe we're close friends. She's one of my org mates, and yeah, she's one of the most opinionated people I've ever met in my whole med school career. So everybody, please welcome to the show, Paula Villaranda.
Welcome. Hi.
Hi, Paula.
Hello, Karen.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Okay, so background mo na on me. Since, well, di pa naman ako clerk, unlike Ara. So I'm currently in third year, second sem na. So hopefully by next sem, magiging clerk na ako. I mean, if I pass all my subjects, hopefully. So, ayun, I just want to know your experiences, if may tips ka man, may advice. Sige, let's start off muna with, can you give us at least like 3 unique experiences to physical clerkship?
Okay, so top 3 ko talaga na hindi ko makakalimutan. Wait, hindi makakalimutan or like experiences in general.
Sige, kahit unforgettable na lang.
Pero mga dalawang hindi mo makakalimutan. Tapos isang in general.
Okay, first thing is, first day ko sa clerkship, I was completely lost in the hospital talaga. So, hindi ko alam kung saan ako pupunta. Hindi ko alam sinong kakausapin ko. Hindi ko alam talaga anong gagawin ko. Since, syempre, undergrad ko kasi is BS Bio. So, technically, wala talaga akong alam sa hospital work. Tingin-tingin lang ako sa microscope ng college, ganyan. So, ayun, first day ko talaga sa, first rotation ko kasi is sa JR, Pedia. So, I really don't know what to do. And, bilang medyo patapo na med student.
I don't believe
feeling
that.
Feeling ko, wala ako talagang idea sa gagawin ko. Like, pedia eh. So, first of all, I'm not considering pedia talaga as my specialization. So, hindi ko alam kung ano talagang gagawin ko. Next is, siguro yung pinaka nakatatak talaga sa bilang clerk is 36 hours of duty talaga siya. Tapos, depende siya sa hospitals. Kasi may mga hospital na yung duty is like 12 hours lang, then may true from, may pseudo from, ganyan. May mga hospital jargons pa na ganyan.
Ay, sige. Speaking of jargons, let's get it straight. Kasi I know that there's a lot of confusion yung mga from, mga pre-duty, yeah, etc. So, like, definition of terms tayo. Okay. Ano ba yung from, ano yung through from, and other okay, jargons so, that we need to know.
Pag mag-duty ka kasi, meron kang pre-duty, and then duty, and then from duty. Sa ibang hospital kasi, pre-1, pre-2, duty, then from. Pero dun tayo sa usual rotation. So, for usual rotation, meron kang pre-duty, which is like 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. yon. Depende kung wala kang backlogs. Pag duty ka, so papasok ka ng 7 a.m. and then whole 24 hours 'yon, diretso from duty ka na, which is kinabukasan na pag true from ka actually 7 a.m. Pero pag usually kasi sa government hospitals, uuwi ka ng 5 p.m. Minsan 6 p.m., 7 p.m. depende kung ano rotation mo, like kunyari, a surgery ka or OB na may backlog kang OR assist, ganyan. Yun, ano pa ba? May mga hospital jargons din, like mga CBR, yan, complete bed rest, kung saan makakuha ka lang sa mga private hospitals. Na, as in, ang dami nyo kasing clerk sa, syempre sa private hospital, so ang konti lang ng patients compared sa public hospital na hindi ka talaga makakain, hindi ka talaga makakapagpahinga. Total opposite siya, in my experience, sa private hospital. Kasi may CBR ka talaga, like complete bed rest ka, pwede kang mag-Cinderella time. So pag Cinderella time, nap time ka, bahala ka kung ano gusto mong gawin. Yan. Kung mga hindi ko maalala yung mga ibang hospital jargons. Ang tagal ko na jumu-duty, parang kinakalawang na yung utak ko.
So, mag-iisang taon na yun.
Yeah! Yun simpleng history PE na as in, like sa hospital setting, minsan nakakalimutan ko pa. So yun, kinakalawang na talaga mag-duty.
Ito, curious ako, Karen, with the online practicals, do you feel na you're actually like learning or nakita ko yung
no agad ako eh. No, as in okay, recently a few days ago we were tasked to perform your exam. So yung napuntang part sa akin is cranial nerves 1 to 6. So syempre medyo nagawa na namin yon like in the previous years, but then I still need someone with me as in right, physically to teach me how to do it properly. Kasi, okay, let's say with using the pen line, like, I'm not really sure kung saan ko talaga itatama. Or let's say with fundoscopy, like, medyo mahirap siya. As in, never talaga siya naturo sa amin intensively. So parang, also, I had to use, since we had to demo, I had to use a remote control. Kasi yun yung parang ginamit ko. Tapos pinapretend ko na lang na ina-adjust ko yung diopters and stuff like that. Tapos I can see the red-orange reflex, ganyan-ganyan. Pero gets, wala naman talaga akong nakikita kasi wala akong yeah. instrument. So parang lokohan lang.
Anyway, you wanted to ask something, Karen.
Yeah, I wanted to ask pala. Confirm ko lang kung anong year ka naging clerk. 20...
Last year lang. 2019
and 2020. Okay.
The, my question lang ako in with regards to what Karen said. Kasi there's a resident who told me, actually a lot of them have told me this, na it doesn't really matter naman daw kasi whether we're in an online setup or not. Kasi the clerks, they don't really get that much exposure then in hospital. So what do you have to say about this? Is this true or is this just like an outlier opinion?
For me talaga, like 60% siguro ng mga natutunan ko is galing siya talaga sa clerkship. As in, marami akong nalaman na alam mo yun, mga, like, yung clinical eye mo madedevelop talaga sa hospital setting. And then, yung mga must-knows mo talaga, yan, yung mga must-knows na during med school, must-know lang siya for quizzes, yan, for exams. Pero, sa clerkship mo siya ma-realize na must-knows talaga siya kasi kailangan mong alamin talaga kung ano yung mga details lalo sa isang pasyente, yung information niya, ganyan. Paano mo siya i-diagnose, paano mo siya i-assess, paano mo siya i-manage, yan. So may mga hospitals kasi na sobrang toxic talaga to the point na minsan hinahayaan yung clerks and yung interns na mag-handle ng patients compared sa mga private hospital na talagang babantayan ka nila kasi hindi pwede, basta-basta mag-handle eh, if you know what I mean. Yeah. So, ayun, sa government hospital kasi, yun talaga, toxic siya talaga, pero for me, high yield talaga pag government hospitals kasi marami kang matututunan. Yung mga cases na sa textbook mo lang nababasa, makikita mo siya sa government hospital talaga. Lalo yung mga rare cases, yung mga ganyan. Yung mga parang for you, during your rotation mo, makakita ka parang normal na lang na may mga omphalocele, mga ganyan. Na parang, kung isipin mo, parang unusual siya. Ayun. For me, mas okay talaga na nasa clinical setting ka. Kasi ako personally, during this internship, wala talaga akong nakukuha. Kasi parang, wala lang, parang for attendance na lang siya talaga, like for formality's sake. Pero yung sabihin mo talaga na like skills-wise, ganyan, clinical eye mo, mas further madedevelop. Wala, parang nagka-memory gap na ako sa mga nangyayari sa ospital talaga. Ayun ko, for me talaga, malaking part yung clerkship dun sa mga learnings ko. Kasi, as a med student, kasi mag-aaral ka for the sake na, usually, para syempre, pumasa ka, parang ilang percent lang yung natututunan mo talaga, ilang percent lang yung nare-retain mo. Pero pag sa hospital setting, kasi, bukod sa natututo ka sa conferences, tuturuan ka ng mga residents mo, talaga ipapakita nila sa'yo kung paano ginagawa, paano mo i-assess yung pasyente. So yun, for me, mas malaki yung percentage na marami akong natutunan during clerkship than gantong setting.
Confirm ka lang. So, are you doing online PGI?
Yeah, online pa rin kami. Sobrang gulo pa ng mundo ng interns.
And you're JR, no?
Yeah.
So, paano yun? Would you say, ay.
No.
Yeah.
alam ko kasi, technically, ang interns ay under ng APMC na lang. As far as I know. Then, eto nga, nung pandemic, parang biglang nag-came across yung directives ng CHED to the point na nagkagulo-gulo na yung directives din ng APMC. Parang naghihintayan na lang din kasi sila. So, yung training officer ng hospital, hindi niya din alam kung sino susunod. So, ayun. Alam ko kasi, like, interns, same as clerks, dapat kasi, di ba, originally is babalik tayo ng January.
Yeah.
Ayun, deferred na naman. Eto, February daw. Pero kasi hindi ko talaga alam. Kasi nagkakagulo sila kasi parang sinasabi na we need 6 months of face-to-face duty para mag-take ng boards. But I don't know how legit it is.
Yeah, medyo same din yung situation with the clerks ngayon. Kasi yun nga, same thing. We can't graduate without the exposure. So, like, anong plano? Ano nang next step?
Parang, I mean, hindi mo naman kasalanan na dito tayo sa setting na to, right?
Parang kasalanan. Char. Anyway, Karen, you were gonna ask something. Sorry.
Yeah, so would you say mas marami ka pang natutunan nung clerkship mo, nung face-to-face, compared to now that you're doing online PGI?
Definitely. Kasi, may mga cases kang makikita sa hospital na either nabasa mo na sa textbook, tas parang dinaanan mo lang kasi nagka-cram ka na sa exams, ganyan. Pero dun sa hospital, makikita mo siya paano siya i-manage ng mga seniors mo, paano sila magtalo-talo sa management, kung anong better management sa kanya, ganyan. Then, ewan ko, iba kasi yung learning process sa hospital na napapagod ka, pero natututo ka. Tas, ano mo yun, yung masayang pagod, parang ganyan. Kasi at the end of the day, fulfilled ka. Kikilalanin ka ng mga pasyente mo as doktor ka talaga.
Right.
Ayun.
Speaking of, because you mentioned kanina about the toxicity thing in a government hospital. So, gaano ka toxic ang toxic? I mean, I want to hear your first-hand experiences with, I know, sabi mo kanina, madami kang baon. So, I wanna know, like, share one or two experiences on how toxic is it like in a government hospital.
Okay, so, if I'm gonna rate it, it's gonna be 15 out of 10.
Wow!
Hindi, kasi, diba sa school kasi natin, Ara, hindi ikaw yung pipili kasi ng rotation mo, hindi ikaw yung pipili ng hospital mo. So, out of all the rotation, ilan ba? Supposedly kasi, 11 months, then 4 weeks na minor, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, parang 2 months lang doon sa buong rotation ko yung hindi toxic. Then yung 10 months na naka-allot for my rotation is like lahat sa toxic hospital. So, ayun, ngarag-ngarag talaga ako buong clerkship. Tapos pinatapon pa ako sa tala, ganyan. To the point na nag-dorm pa talaga ako because sobrang layo niya talaga. Hindi siya kayang commute araw-araw. Tapos, sobrang toxic talaga. Kung i-rate mo talaga, like yung toxicity sa government hospital, sobrang toxic talaga. As in, to the point, nakakain ka, papasok ka ng 7 a.m, kakape ka lang, tapos dire-diretso ka na nun. Nag-breakfast ka, yung lunch, dinner, snacks, 2 a.m. na yung next nun. So, ganun siya ka-toxic talaga. As in, no joke. Swerte na lang kung may kadek ka. So, when you say may kadek, ganyan. Halimbawa, ako may partner ako sa duty ko, dalawa kami, ganyan. Siya muna yung titingin ng pasyente for like an hour para makakain ka. Or like, kung toxic talaga, 15 minutes lang, balik ka na agad sa duty, ganyan. Ayun, pero may isang hospital kasi na talagang one person per duty talaga eh. So, yung buong ward, isang tao lang talaga yun. Tapos Q1 pa siya. Q1 is in every hour mo siyang
i-monitor.
And then, Pedya pa. Kunyari, Pedya. So, ito talaga. As in rotation ko sa JR Pedya. One clerk per duty kasi. So, 12 hours lang naman yung duty sa JR. Pero, mamamatay ka talaga dun sa 12 hours na yun. So, first month ko is like, June. June Pedya ko. Then, sobrang toxic. Sobrang hindi ko pa alam yung gagawin ko. And then, Q1 daw lahat ng patients. Then, meron doon like 4 na wards. So, meron, so, Gen Peds, di ba? General Pediatrics, may Nephro, may Cardio, may Pulmo, may Neuro, yan. So, lahat yan Q1 mo. Then, doon sa Pulmo, meron ka pang Q2 na suctioning. Sasuction mo sila every 2 hours kasi nagbe-build up yung like yung phlegm nila, ganyan.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, there was this one duty na first iyak ko talaga yon dahil, hindi siya dahil sa pagod ah. Na-attach kasi ako dun sa pasyente.
No.
Kaya lang, nag-expire siya. Ayun, that was the first time na sinabihan ako ng interns ko that time na hindi ka pwedeng emotionally attached sa patients kasi pwedeng, ano mo yun, pwedeng maapektuhan yung like management mo and the future, ganyan. Then, after mag-expire nung patient na yun, so humahagulgol yung tatay niya sa hallway. Tapos ako, hindi ko mapigilan. Nagko-Q1 ako sa mga patients ko. Tumutulo talaga yung lukha ko. Pero, yun, mag-isa lang kasi akong duty noon as clerk. Then, dalawa yung interns ko. And then, ang errands kasi ng interns sa ward is sila mag-extract. Kasi, hindi pwede magkuha ng dugo yung mga nurses sa mga pedya na patients. Eh. So, yung swero, yung extraction, ganyan. Interns yun. Eh, meron kami isang toxic na pasyente na toss siya, transfer of service. Na-toss siya sa amin from surgery. Due to fall kasi yon. Then, tinoss siya kasi wala na daw like surgical management. So, ayan. Eh, kailangan ng mech vent. Kaya lang, walang parent yata. Basta wala siyang bantay. Mag-isa lang siya na parang tinakbo ng mga nakakita sa kanya nung na-aksidente siya. So anyway, ilang araw na siyang walang mech vent. So ang ginagawa namin, literal, na nag-aambubag kami buong gabi. Para lang, syempre, mabuhay yung pasyente. Isipin mo yung ginagawa ng mech vent, ginagawa mo siya. As a tao, ikaw yung mech vent niya. And then, tatlo lang kami sa ward. Tapos 60 siguro yung patients namin. Tapos may isang consistently inaambubag kami. Tapos ako Q1, ganyan. So nakikipagpalitan lang ako dun sa interns namin na pag may gagawin silang errands, ako yung mag-aambubag. Then pag Q1 ko na, ako na ulit yung like mag-VVS. Kaya lang, since mag-isa nga lang ako, after ko mag-Q1 dun sa 4 na wards, pagbalik ko dun sa unang pasyente, Q1 na ulit yun. So, technically speaking, 12 hours kang nag-Q1. Ganun siya nakakaumay. Ewan ko, ayoko kasi talaga ng ward work. So, mas gusto ko talaga sa ER. Kasi dandun yung action.
Di ba siya mas rattling pag nasa ER ka? Or that excites you?
Ako, personally, it excites me talaga. Kaya nga, sabi ko, either mag-emergency medicine ako or magsa-surgery ako. Basta dun sa mga toxic na part ng buhay ng hospital, ganyan.
Sige, since we're on the topic of seniority, alam ko you mentioned to me before that one of the things that you want us to talk about on this show is toxic seniority. So, I see the face. Yeah, just give us what do you mean by this toxic seniority and like how is it problematic, I guess, for clerks, for interns, or for anyone in the med field?
Well, medicine in itself is like, it feeds on a hierarchical system. So, lagi tayo nasa hierarchy. From, like, consultants, fellow, residents, ganyan, interns, and then clerks, pinamababa. For me, kasi talaga, ever since naranasan ko yung toxic seniority, and by toxic seniority, I mean, like, seniors na nagpa-power trip lang, like, gusto lang nilang, alam mo yung mga utos na out of your job description, like yung bumili ka ng kape, bili ka ng ganito, kunin mo yung delivery ko, something ganyan, linisin mo yung ganito, na hindi mo naman trabaho. That what's irritates me the most talaga. Kasi, I mean, as a clerk, nandun ka para matuto eh. Bukod sa alipin ka naman talaga, nandun ka para maging para matuto, aliping natututo, kumbaga. Kasi wala eh. You'll do all this good work talaga. So, mag-measure ng urine output every hour, mag-change of dressing ng lahat ng sugat ng surgical patients, ganyan. Mag-VS, mag-extract, magpalit ng swero. Yan, pag sineswerte ka talaga, like, ikaw din talaga yung taga-tulak ng wheelchair from the ER to X-ray, to CT scan, ganyan. Or minsan, pag medyo ka-close mo yung resident, ikaw talaga yung pagtitripan niya na mag, like, ambuon kung may kailangan isend na patient sa ibang hospital, yan, saman mo siya. Dun sa ambulansa, mag-enjoy ka lang pag, yan. So anyway, ang pinakamalas ako is sa nurses talaga. As in, I mean, I don't have anything against nurses. Pero may mga nurses kasi sa government hospital talaga na sobrang asa sa clerks.
Mm-hmm.
So, ayun.
May first-hand experience ka ba na parang pinabili ng kape?
Well, hindi ko na maalala kung ano yung pinabili sa akin eh. Pero, may mga experiences naman na ganun. Pero like, yung mga kaklose ko naman na residents na parang, okay, sige, okay lang. Pero yung mga, may mga residents kasi na talaga nagpa-power trip lang na parang gusto lang nila gawin sa'yo because wala lang, senior mo sila and
yeah, just
you
just
have to go against it. You just have to go with it. Parang ganyan.
Yeah, so, paano mo ino-overcome yung mga situations na ganun? If, especially if it had like a negative impact on you.
Well, ako kasi marant ako talagang tao. Ah. So, well, hindi mo na nag-rant sa hospital mismo kasi baka ma-demerit ako. Pero, yun, nag-rant lang ako sa mga kaljuti ko, ganyan. Pero, sa una kasi, ano eh, masakit siya, lalo pag halimbawa, fault ng ka-duty mo, ganyan. Tapos, syempre, ka-team mo, so parang may ano na, may negative image ka na dun sa resident. So, ayan, minsan sila talaga yung parang, ay, kayo talaga yung biglang, oh, sige, kayo na lang yung mag-VS pala nito. Sila naman yung ano, ganyan, ganyan. Pero, ayun, ilan-ilan lang naman yung mga residents ko that time na medyo sumama yung loob ko. Pero yun nga, as I was saying, sa unang months or sa unang weeks ng clerkship, medyo as a clerk, fragile ka pa kasi. So, medyo sasaktan ka pa, ganyan. Pero, as you go along, parang wala na lang. Yung halimbawa, pagsasermonan ka ng consultant, tapos parang sabi na, bakit hindi mo alam to? Bakit ganyan? Clerk ka na, hindi mo pa alam to. Kailan mo pa alamin pag may lisensya ka na, ganyan, ganyan. Wala, parang wala na lang siya. Parang, okay. Lalo pag from ka na, doon talaga umuulan ng, pag from lalo lahat ng mga tao, doon na umuulan ng sermon. Tapos parang, wala na lang siya, hindi ka na masasaktan.
Okay, question. May ano ba? May instance ba na may nag-challenge ng toxic seniority? As in parang, he stood up for himself na parang, wag mo akong ganyanin. Char.
Well, okay, sige. Hindi ko alam if it's a form of standing up. Pero kasi may one time na andito sa ospital na to. And then may isang resident na may something talaga siya, parang may topak siya. I mean yung may mood siya, sobrang moody niya to the point na minsan kala mo okay kayo, tapos minsan bigla siyang totopakin na parang maiirita siya sa iyo bigla ganyan. So anyway, may isang duty na nasa OPD kami, and then duty ako sa ward. Tapos pag kasi may i-admit na from OPD, elective surgery ganyan. So pasyente mo na 'yon as a duty clerk. Pasyente mo na 'yon, ikaw na mag-handle noon lahat ng papers niya, ng history, PE ganyan. So nagpaalam ako dun sa mga co-clerks ko na akyat na ako para ayusin muna yung ayan, ganyan. So anyway, etong resident namin sa OPD, nagalit siya. Hindi daw namin siya hinintay matapos dun sa OPD. Pero may isang pasyente kasi siya like kausap na lang. Tapos nagalit siya kasi, so yun nga, iniwan nga daw siya ng clerks. Parang wala daw kaming galang kasi iniwan daw namin siya mag-isa sa OPD. Which is, sabi ko, I mean, nagulat na lang ako kinabukasan kasi na-demerit ako for like 8 hours.
Just tapos, you or kayong lahat?
Just me and yung isang clerk pa na ka-duty ko that time. Pero hindi lahat nung nasa OPD, as in kaming dalawa lang.
Uh-uh.
And then, what really annoyed me that time is yung nakalagay dun sa, may logbook kasi, pag mag-a-attendance ka na, ganyan, anong oras ka pumasok, ganyan. Dun din nakalagay yung mga demerit and merits. Nakalagay dun is, 8 hours demerit for Clerk Villaranda due to insubordination.
What?
So, syempre ako, bilang, as me, hindi ako mabayag. I mean, wala naman akong ginawang, ano mo yun, insubordination. Ang bigat niya kasi eh.
Oh.
For like insubordination. And ang ganda-ganda ng record ko, wala akong demerit talaga. That time, yun lang. As in, nakatago pa dito yung makeup slip ko dahil remembrance ko yun. So, ayun. Kinausap ko siya. Sabi ko, Doc, may isang patient po kasi na for admission, so umakyat na ako para ayusin yung papers niya for admission, like history, PE, and records niya. And then nagalit siya, sabi niya, mag-isa na lang ako dun, wala na akong clerk, ako na lang yung nandun sa OPD, tama ba yun, something ganyan. Hindi, mali to, mali ang attitude niyo, gumanon siya. Tapos parang, girl! Okay, so, girl! So, syempre, bilang clerk, parang, sorry po, doc. Pero nagsabi po kasi ako dun sa co-clerks ko na sasaglit lang po ako sa ward, ganyan. Pero babalik din po sa OPD, ganyan. Sabi niya, hindi kayo nagpapaalam. Isusumbong ko kayo sa clerk's monitor nyo. Ganyan yung mga attitude nyo. Hindi kayo, ano yun. Hindi kasi sobrang adjet talaga ako nun kasi hindi ko matanggap. So, parang kinabukasan, kinulit ko siya. Ako pa naman yung tao na hindi talaga ako magsusorry kung alam kong hindi, ano mo yun, wala mo nang kasalanan. Syempre, bilang clerk at bilang ikaw ang pinakamababang animal sa hospital.
Animal talaga.
Oo, yun talaga. Lowest form of animal ka sa hospital if clerk kayo na sasabihin nila sa'yo. And that's true, ha? Mas mababa ka pa sa nurses, I swear. So, ayun, kinabukasan, sabi ko, Doc, sorry po. Mga cheesy-cheesy apologies. Tapos parang binawi niya, ganyan, sabi niya. Kasi ano eh, ayoko lang nung parang iniiwan ako ng clerks ko, ganyan. Parang nababas... As in, ito yung term niya. Nababastos kasi ako pag ano eh, ano, ako lang yung namamasyente doon. Eh, natapos naman na namin lahat ng pasyente. I mean, last patient na kasi yun. So yun, sabi ko, Doc, sorry po talaga. Hindi na po mauulit. Ganyan, ganyan. Matapos lang, alam mo ba? Ano na yun? So sabi niya, sige, ganito na lang. Sabi niya, basta may pinapagawa siyang errands eh. Sabi niya, o basta pag nagawa niyo yan, babawiin ko na yung demerit ko, ganyan. Hindi naman nangyari. Ganun din, may make-up slip pa rin ako kay, galing sa admin ng school.
Yeah.
Ayun, may mga time kasi talaga na parang nanonoksek sila. Minsan, maiintindihan mo na lang din talaga. Kasi ikaw, minsan, pag clerk ka, mainit na yung ulo mo. I mean, pag prom ka, mainit na yung ulo mo. Siyempre, how much more kung residents ka? Resident ka. Pero may mga toxic seniors talaga na shout out. Ano siya kasi? Meron kasing ano, meron kasing certain hours of demerit lang for a certain like violation, ganyan. Kunyari, late ka, o so may 1 hour demerit ka. Kunyari, meron kang biglang, found dead, kunyari, na pasyente. Tapos, dahil sa kapabayaan mo, ayun, found dead siya. So, meron kang 72 hours demerit, ganyan. Depende yung bigat ng demerit sa bigat nung kasalanan mo dun sa department.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, eto ngang certain favorite rotation ko of all time. Shout out, Doc. Hello.
Wala. Yan din yung sinusumpa ko na department.
Di ba?
Yeah.
Online pa kayo na nga, sinusumpa mo na siya. How much more and most? Kung face to face kayo, oh my God. Meron, alam mo, may mga seniors kasi na hindi mo alam kung nagpapa-good shot sa consultants. Kaya parang nag-a-act sila as sobrang authority. Alam mo yun? Sobrang authority nila. Or parang nagpa-power trip lang, ganyan. Depende kasi, pero most of the senior toxic na seniors na na-meet ko is, I'm sorry for the term, but truth hurts. Sip-sip sa consultants. So, yun nga. Going back, ang dami kong flight of idea. I'm sorry.
Nafe-feel namin yung frustration mo.
Hindi kasi sobrang frustrating niya dun sa... Actually kasi yung pinaka na biktiman nitong toxic senior na to is naging close friend ko siya during clerkship. So, nagkaroon siya ng more than 48 hours of demerit. Or 72 hours. Basta, hindi ko alam kung parang may 1 week pa eh. Basta ganun katindi siya.
Mm.
And for the sole reason na late lang. Basta yun. Kasi may certain rules sila. May certain rules dito sa department na to na pag andyan na yung consultant, well, gets ko naman, like, courtesy, yeah.
Yeah.
Pero, may mga instances kasi na, kaya magsi, kasi dun sa case niya is, I don't know if may binili lang siya, like, kape dahil from siya, ganyan. And then, nagkataon na biglang nag-start yung con. So, mortal sin kasi sa department na yon na pag nag-start na yung con, tapos papasok ka. Yun. Na-demerit siya. For like 24 to 48 hours yata, ganyan. Tapos, yung mga medical abstract, ganyan. Yung kasi mga trabaho ng clerks dun eh. Medical abstract, discharge summary, ganyan. Tapos guguluhin ka nung secretary, ganyan. Di mo patapos, guguluhin ka na niya. So may isang pasyente na, syempre, kung, like, kung sa private hospital, kailangan, in an instant, pag hiningi nila yung documents mo, bigay mo, ganyan. Ganun kasi sila sa private hospital. So, pag hindi mo nagawa, lagot ka sa residente mo. Eh, meron siyang parang hindi patapos. Kasi sis, yung pasyente niya, 2 months nang naka-admit. Imagine mo yung abstract and yung discharge summary na gagawin niya na 2 months. And then, kailangan mo in an instant. Diba? Sobrang unreasonable niya kasi. Like, lagi ko kasi iniisip sa mga ganyan na toxic seniority, sa mga toxic na seniors, parang, alam mo yung gusto mong itanong na, hindi ka ba naging clerk? Hindi ka ba na toxic? Alam mo yung, hindi mo ba naranasan na parang, hindi mo alam paano mo i-juggle lahat, hindi mo alam kung mag-VVS ka ba, gagawa ka ba ng abstract, gagawa ka ng discharge summary, magsiswero ka ba, mag-extra ka ba ng dugo, hindi mo alam kung saan ka pupunta eh, kasi, oras-oras, kailangan ka kung saan-saan, ganyan.
Yeah.
Eh, ayun, parang kami, ng mga, like, co-clerks ko, like, kahit sa org namin, na, syempre, mostly kasi that time is, puro clerks kami sa orgs eh. So, parang kami, pre-promise na namin na, pag kami yung naging senior, we'll try as much as possible na maging reasonable at all times sa mga iutos namin sa juniors. Kasi syempre, bilang naging clerk ka din, naging intern ka din, alam mo din lahat nung hirap eh. So, diba, just be gentle. So, ano pa yan, minsan may mga toxic na seniors na matatakot ka magtanong. Alam mo yung parang, syempre, for you, window of opportunity to ask everything that you don't know regarding the case. May mga seniors na matutuwa dahil may inquiries ka, ganyan, gusto mo matuto. May mga seniors na i-judge ka, like, ba't di mo alam? Di ba natutunan to? Clerk ka na, umabot ka ng clerkship, hindi mo alam tong criteria na to, etong ganto, hindi mo ba alam? Parang ako, ikaw ba, nung clerk ka, lahat alam mo na? I mean, lahat ng criteria, alam mo na talaga, as in, ganun ka-stellar. Di ba, hindi naman. So, I mean, for me, maging tao ka lang din naman. Alam mo yun? Kasi, it's 2021, guys. It's time to end toxic seniority.
But on that note, what can we do? In your opinion, what can we do as a collective and on how to stop toxic seniority? Kasi this has been going on for such a long time. And people, you know, reason out na, hindi ganyan talaga sa med, may hierarchy talaga. Diba? Taray. How to break that, ano eh, break that belief or that stereotype, I guess. So, I mean, we're fortunate enough that there are people like you na, you know, thanks naman.
Thanks naman.
Yun nga, like, you wanna make it a mission of sorts na when you're in that position already, then yun nga, you'll be realistic about how you approach your subordinates, I guess. So yun, what can we do as a collective or as, you know, future doctors?
Okay, for me kasi, mag-start kasi yan sa kung paano ka naging, kung ano yung naramdaman mo as a clerk. Nung nagsistart ka, ano naramdaman mo nung tinotoxic ka ng mga tao? Diba, syempre, hindi siya okay sa pakiramdam kasi gusto mo matuto pero may fear, may anxiety na parang lagi kang i-judge na wala kang alam, yeah. Hindi mo alam yung ganito, ganyan. So yun, start from there. Naisipin mo, naging clerk ka din. Isipin mo na may araw na nandun ka sa stage before na wala kang alam. Hindi mo alam paano magswero. Hindi mo alam paano mag-diagnose ng pasyente. Dumaan ka sa dumaan ka sa stage na sobrang pagod na pagod ka, tapos hindi mo maintindihan bakit ka ba't inuutos sa'yo ng mga seniors mo yung mga trabaho, hindi mo naman trabaho, ganyan. So, ayun, you just have to, ano mo yun, isipin mo na minsan ka ding naging sila and ayaw mong maramdaman yun personally.
Yeah.
Diba? So, yun, dagdag na rin na ako personally as a clerk, nag-e-enjoy kasi ako pag natututo ko talaga. Nag-e-enjoy ako na pag nakikita ko yung case, natututo ko dun sa case, nakapag-handle ako ng case. So, gawin mo din dun sa junior mo na they would love to know about the case. They would love to handle this case. Ituro mo yung details. Ituro mo lahat ng mga kailangan nilang matuto dun sa matutunan dun sa level nila. And be reasonable sa lahat ng mga iutos mo. And make it sure na lahat ng ituturo mo sa kanila ay talagang kailangan nila as a clerk. And hindi lang yung, hindi sila clerk dahil lang para may utusan ka ng mga hindi naman connected sa ospital yung ituturo mo. I mean, yung iutos mo. Ayun. Okay.
In relation to that, so syempre, diba, during clerkship, dun talaga yung time na marami kang matututunan. But then, anong advice mo for mga bobo like me?
Na syempre, as a bobo.
As a bobo. Na syempre, kailangan may baon ka rin namang knowledge before you get into clerkship. So parang, you know, that's my biggest fear na come clerkship. As in, wala talaga akong alam. So like, do I have to prepare for it? Do I have to study talaga beforehand? So, tips, please. As a bobo.
Okay, as a bobo. So, coming from another bobo. Alam mo, just go with it. Huwag kang matakot. Lagi mong isipin na clerkship is your window of opportunity to learn and to ask everything that you don't know. And that, yung mga alam mo din na gusto mong i-clarify. Ako, personally, ang iniisip ko lang talaga nung clerk ako, kung nakaya ng seniors natin, makakaya din natin. And, alam mo yon, lahat naman nagsastart sa zero. Lahat nagsastart na lost. Lahat nagsastart na di mo alam saan ka pupunta. Lahat nagsastart na wala talagang alam. Wala naman nagsastart na nasa taas agad. May nagstart ba na consultant agad? Wala, di ba? So yun, as a bobo, alam mo, just go with it.
Yung fear ko kasi, like, di ba parang nasabihan ka na, oh, hindi mo alam yung criteria na yan. Parang kasi I can't, parang ano eh, medyo emotionally driven person ako. So parang feel ko iiyak ako pag sinabihan ako ng ganun. And alam kong totoo naman na bobo naman talaga ako. So parang, like, do I have to prepare for it? I mean, like, gets, parang do I really have to study beforehand? Like, let's say, clerkship or wala, just, may sense ba yung tanong ko?
Well,
may sense. Oh,
kasi hindi ako, actually, hindi talaga ako sinag-aaral before.
Okay, I mean, so that makes me feel better.
Hindi kasi ganito. Alam mo yung mga binibili nyo kasi, binibili natin actually. Binibili natin like mga platinum series, mga ganyan. Yun, handy siya during clerkship kasi pag like conferences, may itanong sa'yo bigla, yan. Mayroon kang mapagkukuhanan ng sagot. Pero ako personally, before clerkship, hindi ako nag-aral. I mean,
okay, noted. Sige.
Hindi. I mean, kung gusto mo mag-aral, go. Pero ako kasi, hindi ako nag-aral kasi mas naglulook forward ako that time na matuto in a clinical setting, ma-develop yung clinical eye, ganyan. And then, i-supplement mo na lang kung ano yung, like, pinag-aaralan sa med school, kung yung mga past lessons. Pero, ayun, for me, ewan ko ha, for me lang, as in my opinion, hindi ako nag-aral like dibdiba nung clerkship because I really wanna enjoy clerkship because it's a learning opportunity. You have to enjoy it. Kasi pag dinibdib mo siya, yun nga, sinabi ko kanina, masakit siya sa una pag tinanong ka na ba't hindi mo alam, ganyan. Lalo kung emotionally driven kang tao. Masasaktan ka talaga. Pero kasi, hello, sa mga SGD, hindi pa ba kayo numb?
Actually, my point.
Isipin nyo, nasa SGD kayo, pero nasa hospital kayo. Tapos, ipinapahiya nila kayo. Well, hindi naman ipinapahiya. Pero napapahiya kayo in front of the patients. Ganun lang isipin nyo. Parang nag-upgrade lang yung katangahan nyo.
Lumawak lang yung audience. Ganun.
Diba? Oo, lumawak lang yung audience nyo. Pero, ayun. Ewan ko, for me kasi it's part of learning eh. The more na...
Napapahiya.
Napapahiya ka. Actually, mas natatandaan mo siya.
That's true, though.
You only learn from your mistakes. Wow!
Yeah.
But that's true. Kasi pag nagkamali ka na once, especially when you're in a clinical setting, mahirap nang ulitin. Kasi nakatatak na. Ano ba yan? Kala mo nag-duty na eh. No?
Pero masaya kasi yung clerkship kasi madami kayong sabog moments. Masaya siya in a way na pagod ka, pero masaya ka, pero fulfilled ka bilang med student, bilang clerk. Compared sa ganito, nasa online lang. Parang,
Yun din yung, well, I guess general fear nating lahat ng med students, yung sinabi ni Karen. Kasi, like, for instance kami, although, ang balita ko kasi, parang hindi pa siya, clerks will not be distributed to the
non-based,
yeah, outside hospitals. But still, you know, the thought of being there already, even if sabihin natin kami yung pinaka-bine-baby, kasi nga, given COVID, tapos clerks lang, medyo daunting pa rin kasi isipin na first day mo, tapos parang lahat ng alam ko online. Tapos, alam mo yun.
Lahat na alam mo, theoretical.
Na. Dagdag pa yung sakit na sasabihan ka nung consultant na, ah, palibhasa kasi sa online ka natuto.
Yeah, yeah.
Parang kasalanan ko. But sige, just to siguro wrap it up na lang and to finally close our episode for tonight, I wanna ask something very important. Like, we talked about this in the org also, the importance of having a breather. So, how does that apply to clerkship? Kasi naalala ko nung Karen and I did an episode before about whether or not med students really have time. Kung may time ba talaga tayo or wala. And we came up with the conclusion na may time talaga tayo. We just don't want to give it to people who aren't worth our energy.
Absolutely. So,
in relation to that, like, try to correlate it, I guess, with taking a breather or distressing. So, how did you do it and what would be your advice for incoming clerks in the future?
Okay, so iniisip ko kasi kung may breather, I mean, kung nag-distress ba ako that time. Kasi pag clerk ka dire-diretso kasi yung duty mo eh, wala kang day off. Kasi sa government hospital, Saturday, Sunday, may duty ka pa rin.
Yeah.
Kahit like holiday, minsan Skelly, ganyan. Ikaw yung natapat na holiday pero duty, ganyan. So, it's really hard for me to think if nagkaroon ba ako like ng time to distress before. But anyway, nung clerkship kasi, yung pinaka-breather ko na is like literally 12 hours of sleep. Yun na siya. As in, wala na. Hindi na ako nakapag-travel. Lahat ng family gatherings, wala, absent talaga ako. Lahat ng other social gatherings, wala talaga, as in.
Wala ring time uminom with your co-clerks?
There's always time for that, Carrie. Come on.
Wait, actually, hindi ko kasi maisip. Oh, yeah. Wait. Well, kung iinom ka, meron, like, overnight lang, pero duty nga na rin kinabawasan. Yun lang, just quick lang talaga na parang, okay, after duty, inom, then uwi ka na para matulog ng slight. Then duty na ulit. Kasi pag clerk ka talaga, as in yung buhay mo, duty lang. Hindi siya katulad ng med school na pwede mong piliin mag-aral overnight or pwede mong piliin uminom overnight. Pag duty kasi, hindi. Duty ka lang talaga. As in, duty ka lang. Pinakamasayang araw mo na kung may 12 hours of sleep ka, ganyan. But rather than that, I don't know, hindi ko din talaga alam anong i-advise ko as breather. Kasi, kasi nung duty talaga wala. As in, tumaba lang ako. Sobrang unhealthy nung lifestyle ko kasi kung ano-ano lang yung kinakain ko, wala talaga akong tulog. So,
yung kasi yung, I don't know, I guess for me, I see it as a benefit, as a pro of online learning. Kasi, yun nga, you're at your own home or like at the space of your choice. And you're given all this time. Not all this time, pero gets, like for instance, ako may duty now.
Nakakapag-workout ka.
Oh, nakakapag-workout ako, nakakapag-gala ako. Pwede ka nga mag-klase habang nasa car, habang nagda-drive.
Yeah.
So some profs, as long as you can answer their questions and you're attentive to the session, then fine, okay lang yun.
Pero, to be honest, like yung online setup, it's more draining for me. I don't know.
Draining kasi, siya.
Kasi, wala, kaharap mo lang yung laptop mo, yung iPad mo, ganyan. And then, yung like 2 hours of adcon nga, sobrang sinusuka ko na eh. Pero anyway, in connection to that, I've just remembered this super recent, like last week lang. Tinoxic kami. hindi ko lang makalimutan kasi yung sinabi ng senior namin. Kasi parang it's unfair for me to put the blame on the interns, on the clerks. Kasi her words were, basta tinoxic niya kasi kami. Tapos hindi siya satisfied dun sa naging work namin. So anyway, ang words niya exactly were, from ako, hindi ako katulad nyo na nasa comfort lang ng mga bahay nyo.
Mm-hmm.
In the confines of your homes, na pwede kayong kumain, pwede kayong humiga habang nag-internship, kami, jumu-duty kami. So sana yung ginagawa nyo, maayos. So parang, mm-hmm. parang in other words, she's expecting us not to fail, not to do something wrong. Kasi nasa confines of our homes kami. Which is unfair. Kasi hindi ginusto ng clerks at ng interns na nasa bahay sila.
Mm-mm.
And we learn more if we see patients, if we handle cases. Wala lang. Unfair lang siya kasi sana hindi nagpuput ng blame sa clerks or interns kung bakit doble yung nagiging trabaho ng mga seniors sa ospital. Kasi, alam mo yan, gusto naman natin tumulong, kaya lang, hindi pwede.
Totoo. And I guess, in relation to that, kasi there's, okay, just pahabol na lang. There's something that we've touched up on during the PGI interviews that we did, na yung clerks daw, or interns, sometimes interns, they're being used for free labor. So, okay.
You know, that's another topic. That
kaya nga eh. I really want to talk about it kasi gusto ko siyang i-dissect and really get to the bottom of it kasi parang some people will tell you na the learning is there because you get more exposure. But then, other people will be like, hindi na siya trabaho ng clerks. Hindi na siya trabaho ng interns. So, Anyway, we don't know if we're ever gonna recover from this pandemic. But anyway,
I'm hopeful naman that we will. optimist.
Anyway, thank you, Paula, for sharing a lot. I'm sure we've learned a lot. I've learned a lot.
I did also.
And honestly, I'm like Paula kasi in terms na I like the environment to be more toxic or rather busier. Na, yun nga. But, oh well, that's not gonna happen anytime soon. But anyway.
Pare mo, sa internship nyo.
Sana, but I mean, there's really no telling kasi sobrang unpredictable ngayon ng mga pangyayari sa buhay.
I know.
But anyway, if you want to hear more of this type of show from Medcast, just make sure to follow our Instagram at MedcastPH. You can leave your comments, your suggestions there. If you want us to guest anyone, if you want to be a guest yourself on the show, just let us know. So, just to close this episode, this has been Ara
and Karen.
And we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.